Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. This afternoon, I'm going to be reading, first of all, from the Book of Amos, because I want to talk about this idea of a sphere of action that creates destiny with regard to the tongue. And I want to do this because, unfortunately, there are very few, if any, clinical theologies that deal with the tongue for the believing community. And the theology of the tongue is pivotal for so many aspects of our lives and who we are as believers in Christ Jesus. We are told in the scripture that when one has been born again by the Spirit of God, he or she is said to is baptized into the body of Christ, called the church, and into Christ the head. So Paul writes in 2 Corinthians that things, the old worn out things, literally, the old worn out things are passed away. Behold, all things have become qualitatively new in Christ. So there has been that hiatus, that there has been that change, that very powerful change that comes about in our lives when we are born anew by the Spirit of God, and we become part of this new eternal community called the church. Now, the Bible speaks in 1 Corinthians about three different classes of individuals. Paul talks about the pneumatikoi, or the spiritual ones. Then he speaks about the psuchikoi, which has been translated as the unregenerate man or the unregenerate person. And then there are the psuchikoi. These are believers who are involved in the flesh. Now, let me say at this point that it is very important to understand what why Paul speaks of these three different classes of individuals in his theology. I want to address the spiritual ones because these individuals are growing in Christ and they are maturing in their identity in Him. So because they are growing in Christ, we know that these individuals are, through the power of the Spirit of God, producing, that is, the Spirit of God is producing the fruit of the Spirit in their lives. I want to emphasize this because this is very important. And these individuals are due to their yieldedness or to the degree that they are yielded within their hearts to God, they will produce more and more fruit. So in the book of Amos, which was written between 760 B.C. and 750 B.C., we have a very important message, not only for the people of the Old Testament believers, but also for the New Testament believers. In Amos's particular theology, we read how Yahweh, we read of Yahweh's reaction to human behavior. And so you might reference Judges 1:17, 1 Samuel 24:20, Isaiah 59:18, Jeremiah 32:18 to start. So also, and let me include Joel chapter 2, verse 25. So in the book of Amos, we have this language, or we have this understanding. We have the word selim, and we have the connection between act and result, or we have the act and result connection. Or, in other words, deeds that shape destiny, actions that shape destiny. The Old Testament does not use the noun of action, faith, in the original documents. You will not find the word faith as such in the original documents. But in the Old Testament, faith is demonstrated by one's actions. In Hebrews 11:1, we're given a definition of faith, or a definition of pistis. In the Old Testament, once again, faith is demonstrated by one's actions. And so we have this idea of deeds that shape destiny. It is unfortunate that we do not recapture, or the postmodern church has not recaptured this very important reality. One of the problems is that of deception or self-deception, and we're not going to have a lot of time to go into that today. But Yahweh reacts to human behavior or human action. And Yahweh reacts to crimes against humanity, and Yahweh also reacts to crimes that believers commit with the tongue. The Bible very poignantly states that life and death are in the power of the tongue, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. And so I'm going to read also from Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18, Proverbs 12, 18. Reckless words pierce like a sword, reckless words. But the tongue of the wise brings healing. Reckless words. Or there is that thrust, or there is that which is like the thrust of a sword. Just think about the word pictures and think about what God wants to communicate. Think about what God wants us to understand, and think about the wide net of the sins of the tongue. The sins of the tongue are very real. We can sin against God with the tongue. We can sin against others. We can also, by using the tongue in an ungodly manner, we also pollute ourselves. Proverbs 13:10 reads, "Pride breeds quarrels." Pride only breeds quarrels. But wisdom is found in those who take advice. So we have the Hebrew word here for pride, and it literally means a boiling over, a boiling over. Breeds contention contention. So think about what God wants us to understand about the tongue. And moreover, think about why God spends so much time and in so many ways God talks about the tongue. The tongue. James 3. I haven't even gotten to James 3 yet to discuss his dissertation on the tongue. But think about these very important verses and what God has to say to us. 10, verse 20. The tongue of the righteous is choice silver, but the heart of the wicked is of little value. Indeed, our spiritual lives would be very different if we understood, if we were willing to take seriously what God says about the tongue. Life and death truly are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. We are admonished in the book of Galatians to understand that, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit shall reap what? Life and peace. Life and peace, eternal life. This is Proverbs 15:1. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger or rage. Figuratively, poison or fever or venom. Verse 2, Proverbs 15:2. The tongue of the wise commends knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly. Proverbs 15:4. The tongue that brings healing is a tree of life, but a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. A lying tongue, a deceitful tongue. Just think about how many homes are destroyed through the tongue. Now, I grant you that you will probably attend very few marriage seminars where the lethal nature of the tongue is addressed. What it does and what it does to a heart. The Bible wants us to understand the reality of the indwelling Christ and that he truly does come to live within our hearts. He truly and really does want us to change our ways and change our direction. When I was a boy growing up, people would say, you're going to make me lose my religion. Or you're going to make me say something that I shouldn't say. But then think about the tongue with regard to a sphere of action that creates destiny. Use your tongue aright. Use your tongue in a holy manner. Ask God to give you a sanctified tongue. Study the word deeply. Talk to God about how you want to change and what you want to change in your spiritual life. And God will give it to you. Start with the tongue. Be clean from the inside out, and you will see your world change in wonderful ways. Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich, and God bless you.